Hello.
Hello, I'm having a word with Bernice.
Yes.
Hey, Bernice, this is Josh Baker from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Very good. I'm happy to hear from you.
Likewise, likewise. I am one of the project managers over here, and I am going to be working on your project that you signed up for, and I will be making sure that whatever services you have signed up for, those get delivered to you with maintaining the quality and standards. So I just wanted to understand a bit about your book, what the book is about, so that I can get an idea about your project as well before we move forward.
Okay, very good. It is a collection of essays written by elderly people in our community. And there are 44 essays. The original question was, what has been a remarkable moment in your life? I mean, at this point, these people have a lot of remarkable moments. But this is it's a charming group of essays.
Okay, that seems wonderful. And this basically, within that essay, this is sort of an experience about their life as well, right?
In a way, yes.
Oh, okay, sounds great, sounds great. And Haley informed me that the book is almost completed. It's completed, it just requires sort of going through that once and formatting, correct?
Yes, it's almost. There are some questions still remaining, but generally the interior is complete. One of the questions is we need a table of contents, and we could do it two ways. We could do it up front, or we could do a list of contributors in the back. I don't know. I want to ask what you think is better.
Okay, it could go both the ways. It could go both the ways. It can, or what we can do is we can include both of them as well. For example, just sort of like giving an idea at the start and then mentioning the list of contributors at the end. But I can only give my best advice and expertise once I go through the content. And once I go through that, I'll surely update you with what best suits your book, because obviously both of the ideas are good. So we just need to match with the book's content, and we will have that aligned for you accordingly.
Very good. Can you tell me your name again? It went rather quickly.
Sure. No. It's Josh. Josh Baker.
Josh, what was the last name?
Baker.
Bacon.
Yep, Baker. BAKER.
BAKE. Oh, Baker. Sorry, my hearing isn't perfect.
No worries.
Okay. Other questions. Is there any editing done for us?
Okay, so when I let me guide you about the process, how I am going to take your process from here onwards. I would be needing the manuscript and two more forms that I'm going to be guiding you about right now. I will help you walk through that, but let me just give you a brief idea how we're going to work on the project. I will be having the manuscript, the whole essays compiled that you have, assigned to my writing team. I have a writing team that is going to be working on your project. I will have them go through the whole book once, work on the table of content as you mentioned, and I'm going to have them proofread the file once as well, so that if there's any additional suggestion or any edits required, I am going to let you know about that, because obviously once we are compiling the book, when we are making the book from our own end, it can require a few minor changes. So before we proceed towards any editing or something like that, we're going to mention those editing and share those suggestions with you first, and then we're going to move forward.
Good. Now, would you itemize for me kindly the services I am to receive?
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. Just give me one quick second.
Hold.
Ask him to send us an email with that list.
Oh, do you want to say that? Hello, Josh.
Yes,
I'll
I'm
speak to
here.
my co-author. One moment here.
Sure.
Hello, Josh.
Hello. Who am I speaking
I'm
with?
Matt. I'm Madeline Sharples. I
Hey,
had
Madeline.
a request that you're
Sure.
going to give us a list of your services, and I'm wondering if you could send that to us in an email as well so we have it
Absolutely,
documented.
absolutely. Absolutely. I am going to share the list of services, and I'm also going to share the contract with you again, which is going to mention all the services and also the details regarding the services that you sign up for.
That would be great. And I know Bernice asked you about editing. Will you mm-hmm. also be in control of the font size and the point size for each piece that are all going to be in one document?
Yes.
Or should we
yes,
do
so
that?
No, you don't have to worry about that. So that is something that when I am having the file formatted with my team, I will guide them. So what basically formatting is, what we're going to do in formatting is we're going to make sure that the font is the same throughout the whole document so that it's consistent. And apart from that, we'll make sure that the margins, the formatting, everything is taken care of. So you don't need to worry about the formatting. That is something that we'll take care of from our end. However, if you have any specific instructions, like some of the clients, they do have specific instructions that they want a certain font in their book only. So you can surely let me know about that. Apart from that, whatever best suits the book, we have that catered accordingly as per the publishing standards and printing standards.
Okay. All right, I'm going to give you back to Bernice. Thank you.
You're most welcome.
I'm back, Josh. Okay,
yep.
Let's proceed now. Contract and all of that stuff we have to go through.
Perfect, perfect. So I will be sharing the contract with you in your email as well. And the services that you sign up for, it's the interior layout, it's the book cover, it's the minor editing that is required, proofreading, and also the 3D printed copies.
Good. Sample book.
Yep.
The 3D printed copies. Another question. I have a legal question. These are individual essays that were either completed by interview or they sent them to us. Do I need legal protection do I need legal protection that someone turns around and says, that's not what I said, and I'm, you know, angry and they sue me? Do I need legal protection?
Okay, yes. In these cases, there are copyrights services that we do provide as well. However, I would just need to go through the whole document first. Once I go through the whole document, then that's the best time where I can guide you what are the particular pages or what are some things where we would need to acquire the copyrights on that. So that is service. That is something that we do provide from our end. We do offer copyright services as well. But instead of me quoting everything right now, I would just need to go through the whole draft one so that I can best guide you on the next steps.
I understand. Now, let's talk a bit about cover design. We'll need a cover design from you.
Yes, we are going to be creating a cover design from our own end. We will be offering our illustration service to you. So basically what's going to happen is I'm going to share a form with you in a bit. So you just need to fill out that form. In that particular form, you just have to give a brief idea about what you want in the cover. So you can just give me a suggestion. For example, you can say that, hey, Josh, I think I need to create a cover with trees in the background and something of a highway scene or something like that. So you just have to give us a brief idea, and the rest is on me. I will have my illustration team create a sample illustration, and I'll be sharing that with you. And from there onwards, we're going to take it forward.
Good. On the back, I know what I want on the back cover. I want a photograph of the two authors working on papers, and we can do it in our library here where we live. So that takes, we don't have to do big bios of both of us. We can just have a photograph of the two authors and, make it very friendly. So if it's going to be like home style friendly, I think that something on the cover should also be kind of home style. If I think of anything, if I have anything in mind, I will let you know immediately.
Perfect, perfect. Sounds great, sounds great. Bernice, how we're going to be moving forward is we have our own portal that we use to communicate with the clients instead of the email, because that is a lot more easier. So let me help you with that. Give me a brief moment. I'll help you sign up on that portal. Let me send you a message on that portal as well. All right? Just give me one quick minute.
I'm going to give this to Madeline because I don't know how to do that. He's going to give us a port.
Sure.
Madeline has my computer. Josh is going to send us a portal to use. I have to sign and so on. So he's going to tell you how to do it. I'll open the computer.
I don't know if I do it on my computer.
Yes, you can do that. One moment, Josh. I'm looking
sure,
at
sure,
other
sure.
things.
Take your time.
Oh, yes. We're getting 30 books with it. Now, if I wanted more books afterward, we live in a community of about 200 people, and they may want more books. Can they order more?
Yes, you can simply let us know, and we surely do offer printing services as well, and we'll have the books ordered for you. That's completely fine.
So if they want to order, they can. And how much will they pay per book?
Okay. Certainly, we don't do a single book from our end. We do offer books in bulk quantity as well. So once I have the whole book, because the printing cost, that depends on the page count, the color of the book, the cover size, and everything thing like
okay.
that. So once I have the book and once the book is prepared, I am going to share the whole package with you, what's going to be the cost of each book, 30 books, 50 books. So whatever is suitable for you, we can work on that as well.
Very good. Okay, but the 30 books are within the $1,200 package.
Yep. The 30 books are within the package that you have purchased.
Okay. Let me see what else I have here. Well, we will just have to know how to forward the material to you.
Sure. I'm just going to help Madeline sign up on the portal, and from there on, she'll be understanding how we can proceed forward, and I'll help you on that as well.
Just a minute. I'm just
sure,
getting
sure,
the
sure.
phone. So that you're going to give me a URL?
Okay. I have sent an email on Bernice's email, and you just need to click on that to sign up. So do you have the access
okay.
to that email?
I'm having a very hard time understanding you. I think you just talked
sure.
a little fast. So
sure.
you want my email address?
I have sent an email to Bernice right now. Can you check that email?
Okay. Would you send me the email that Josh just sent you? She's opening her computer.
Okay. Okay. And Madeline, do you have your email as well? I can help you sign up on the portal as well.
Okay. What do you mean by portal?
Okay. So basically what is going to happen is that we have a portal that we use to communicate with the client. But if it's easy for you, I can send that on the email, and you can just reply back on the email, whichever is easy for you.
Okay, she's going to send it to me. Just a minute. Is a portal like a website?
Yep, it's like a website that we use to communicate with our clients back and forth.
Okay. I've got my email open, so I'm waiting for it.
Okay, and you're going to be using a different email because I would need to send you the invite as well then.
Yeah, well, we have to send you all the documents.
Okay, just give me 1 second. Okay, let me do one thing. Let me send an email to Bernice. Give me one quick second. And you can simply reply back on that instead of the signing up on the portal, okay?
Okay.
Just give me 1 second.
Sending it to me?
Okay, I have sent the email to Bernice. Can you check the junk and spam folder as well? Disregard the email that you got.
Can you Can you send the email to me as well? She's having trouble forwarding.
For sure. Give me 1 second. Yep. Can you please spell me out your email as well?
As Madeline, MADELINE 40 at Gmail.
Okay. Okay, the email has been sent out from my end. You can just refresh your mailbox once and check your junk and spam folder too.
I'm waiting on it.
Sure.
Okay, I got it. And you want me to look at which document?
Okay. I have attached two forms in this email. Can you check those forms as well?
Yeah. One says ghost editing services questionnaire.
Yep. That is the questionnaire which you need to fill out. And the other form is the book cover form. So what you have to do is you just have to fill out these two forms. They're editable. So once you click on them, they will direct you to Google Word, Microsoft
okay.
Word, and you will be able to enter the details.
Okay.
Once you fill out these two forms, perfect. And once you fill out these two forms, you would also need to share the manuscript with me. And as soon as I get the manuscript, I will need 2 business days to review the manuscript. And within next 4 to 5 business days, I'm going to have the files formatted and shared with you. So the first draft you're going to be getting within like next 6 to 7 business days overall, and I'll revert back to you on that. And within 3 to 4 business days, I'm going to be sharing a sample of the book cover with you as well.
Okay. All right, we'll be back in touch. Here, you want to say something to Bernice?
Perfect.
It's right here.
That would be all from my end. If there's anything else you would need help with, you can always let me know.
Josh, it's Bernice. Thank you so much. I'm so glad we're on our way.
You're most welcome, Bernice. And one more thing, Bernice. Absolutely.
Yes.
And as soon as, Bernice, I get the files, I will review the files. That will take 1 to 2 business days, and within next 5 to 6 business days, I'll have them formatted and shared with you.
How wonderful.
Within the next 4 business days.
Do we know where to send the files?
Yes, you just have to reply back to the email that I have sent, and I have informed Madeline on this as well.
Oh, so you can just do it through the email you sent. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's easier for you. And you can just simply use that. And on email, I will also send you my personal contact details in case you want to text anything or call on my number directly. I will share that with you as well. All right?
That's wonderful. And thank you so much for your help. It's very much appreciated.
You're most welcome, Bernice. Take care of yourself. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.